Dew point. Added insulation and a new airtight layer on the exterior of a building runs the risk of changing the dew point in framed assemblies. Consult with an energy advisor to make sure this condition is handled properly. Dew point is the temperature where moisture vapor condenses back into a liquid. Many times, the dew point happens on the cold surface of an impermeable material inside a built assembly, like the backside of exterior sheeting. Here's a graphic example of condensation happening in a wall. The diagram above shows a typical wood frame construction section with fairly basic layers. Number 1, gypsum drywall. Number 2, poly vapor barrier. Number 3, insulation in stud cavities at 24 inches on center. Number 4, OSB. Number 5, house wrap. And number 6, back vented siding. Note that around layer 4, 5, and 6, our assembly is experiencing moisture as the dew point is on the cold backside of the sheeting. The water droplets in the diagram represent condensation, the point in temperature where moisture-laden air, or vapor, changes to condensation, or water, is called the dew point. Why is this happening? Somehow, water vapor carried in the air is finding its way from the inside of the building and into the built assembly. This may be happening because of poor air sealing and poor management of interior humidity. This can be made worse by not having enough insulation and unchecked thermal bridges. In wood construction, moisture infiltration may cause mold, rot, or deterioration of materials. In masonry construction, condensation inside an assembly may show up as spalling brick or stone, or delaminating layers like stucco and parging.